Welcome to the Outreach Mass. Oh my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Isaiah was issuing his prophecies at a time when there was a temple in Jerusalem, when Jerusalem was still the capital of a small country, when there was a priesthood and a king and sacrifices. In short, Isaiah was speaking when everything seemed to be going just fine. But Isaiah looked at all that and he saw a stump. He didn't see all the glory with everything going well. He looked and he saw a stump. But that was not all. For when Isaiah looked at that stump, he also saw a miracle. He saw God bringing forth from that stump a shoot, a bud, a glorious future, which God would create and which would be a time of the fullness of the Holy Spirit. John the Baptist in our gospel is asking us to look with the eyes of Isaiah. When John the Baptist cries out, "Reform your lives, the reign of God is at hand," he was trying to get the people to confess their sins. And so he told those who were just going through the motions that God would take an axe and strike at the root of their trees and throw them into the fire. In other words, John looked at what everyone else looked at. They saw all was fine. But John saw that because of our sinfulness, we are just a bunch of stumps. What is being asked of us is that we make a conversion, a change of heart. There are two parts to any conversion. The first is the conviction of sin, and the second is the grace of forgiveness and redemption. Isaiah looked at normal life and he saw a tree stump. He is telling us that we need to do the same. Let us look deeply into our lives. Where are our stumps? For they are there. We cannot change unless and until we really see our sins, until we see our stumps. We have to get below the surface of our lives and become convinced in our bones that we are sinners. How do we go about this? Well, there are a couple of ways. The first way, of course, is always to pray. Our hearts are really pretty hard, and we need God's help to see clearly who we are so that change can take place in our lives. We need to pray for a change of heart, a human heart, a warm and gentle heart. A critical help here is to fix our eyes on Jesus as we pray. Remember what happened to Peter when he denied that he knew Jesus three times. When Jesus turned around and looked at him, Peter suddenly realized what he had done, and then he wept for sorrow. If we look at Jesus more and more and think about his great love for us in dying for us, that gaze will eventually help us to see more clearly how it is that each of us betrays Jesus, denies Christ, turns away from Christ. Another way is to reflect on our lives. We need to develop our conscience. One thing that I am aware of from hearing confessions is how we can get fixated on one or more of our personal flaws and then become totally unaware of some other flaw. This even happens to me when I go to confession. We need to develop our conscience, or else we will not know what it is we're supposed to turn away from. But there's a second aspect to this process of conversion. Remember what that when Isaiah saw the stump, he also saw a miracle of life coming from it. One danger about reflecting on our sinfulness too much is that we can become discouraged and give up. I just cannot change, we say. I want to change, but I don't have the willpower to do so. Well, that's true. Nor do I have that willpower. It is rather God who lets a shoot sprout from the stump. It is God who raises the life from the dead. We have to believe in miracles. We have to believe that the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives can do far more than we can ever imagine. We must trust that God will give us the grace to help us change. This season of Advent is a time which calls us to conversion. It calls us to strip away all the pretenses of our lives. It calls us to be honest about ourselves, to see who we truly are with all of our sins, not to hide from them, not to ignore them, but almost boldly to proclaim them, for we want to change. We have to recognize that we have stumps in our lives. But this is also a season of hope. In the midst of winter, we celebrate the great love of God for us in sending us His Son. If God did that, is there anything that God won't do for our salvation? Thus, let us heed John the Baptist as he cries out today, "Reform your lives. The reign of God is at hand." God bless you all.